President Biden, in what could be his final State of the Union address, rallies Congress to support Ukraine and announces a mission to get humanitarian aid to Gaza. Produced by Defense News and Military Times, this is the Early Bird Brief. Each morning, we bring you the defense and national security news of the day.
Overseas, Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not.
But Biden's comments on national security matters didn't seem to sway Republicans in Congress. What does this all mean for defense and security? You'll find out. I'm your host, Simone Perez. Today is Friday, March 8th, 2024. Perhaps the most concrete issue President Biden talked about last night was a new approach to get humanitarian aid to the Gaza Strip. Biden said the U.S. military will establish a temporary port in the Gaza Strip to deliver humanitarian aid to starving Palestinians, but said no U.S. boots would be on the ground.
Tonight, I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground. A temporary pier will enable a massive increase in the amount of humanitarian assistance getting into Gaza every day.
But some Republicans, like Iowa Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, said she wasn't convinced that no U.S. boots would be on the ground. To her, such a mission sounded like troops would be on the ground.
I think, you know, building a pier off of Gaza, off the shores of Gaza, in fact, is putting U.S. troops on the ground in Gaza. I don't agree with that. I think there's ways to get humanitarian aid there. There are drones, there's technology, there's ways to do that, working with Egypt to get aid through, and working with agencies that Hamas has not let come into Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid.
Senior administration officials told reporters yesterday the mission would route humanitarian aid through Cyprus to the temporary port in Gaza. The White House is also pushing Israel and Egypt to allow more aid through two land crossings. Georgia Democratic Senator Reverend Raphael Warnock told us the move is a step in the right direction.
I think that is a step in the right direction. I think the situation in Gaza is dire, and it's getting worse day by day. So we've got to see far more humanitarian aid get in there than what we see now. Israel's got to let this happen. Ultimately, we've got to find we've got to remember that our North Star is a two-state solution, as President pointed out tonight.
The announcement of the temporary port drew bipartisan applause from lawmakers gathered for the speech. But one of the major themes from President Biden was the threats from adversaries across the world, specifically Russia. It was such a major theme that he led off the speech with support for Ukraine.
I say this to Congress. We have to stand up to Putin. Send me a bipartisan national security bill. History is literally watching. History is watching. If the United States walks away, it will put Ukraine at risk. Europe is at risk. The free world will be at risk, emboldening others to do what they wish to do us harm.
He called on Congress to pass a national security bill that would provide billions of dollars to allies in Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. The Senate passed the $95 billion foreign aid package in February. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland, who also chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told us that he was pleased with Biden's remarks on Ukraine.
I thought he showed strength. I was pleased that he led with Ukraine. As chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, it showed the priority, importance to our democracy. But I thought he showed the strength and courage to talk about some of our foreign policy challenges.
House Speaker Mike Johnson, though, has so far refused to put the bill to a vote. House Republicans have grown increasingly against Ukraine aid. Florida Congressman Mike Waltz, a Republican, said he would not keep signing blank checks to Ukraine. He demanded the administration show him a strategy to win the war.
Acknowledge that deterrence failed. Acknowledge that he's had a too little, too late strategy. We can go down a long list of things. Patriots, tanks, F-16s, MiGs. The list is painful of things that he eventually got to give to the Ukrainians a year too late and thousands of casualties too high. And now we're at a point where we're in a stalemate. The price of oil is high. Putin is flush with cash. our allies, only 11 of 31 of our NATO allies are living up to their 2% defense commitments. And we have just repeatedly asked for the basic thing of how does this end, what's the strategy to achieve it, and how much it's going to cost. And what we get in response is more blank checks, don't ask questions.
But despite some support across the aisle for certain defense policy goals like Ukraine aid, some senators, like Republican Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, said she wasn't thrilled by Biden's tone during the speech.
Unfortunately, the most partisan political speech that I've ever heard from a president at the podium at the State of the Union. And I'm disappointed in that. He had lots of energy going on, and I know that was part of the show. But I kind of felt like it was set up to be a campaign rally. And I guess I'm just enough of a traditionalist to not want to hear that level of politics injected into a State of the Union speech. So I was disappointed.
Republican Congresswoman Jen Kiggins of Virginia also thought the speech left out important items for service members and increasing military capabilities.
We are not taking care of our military members as we need to. Quality of life, quality of services just were never mentioned. Our warfighting capability was never mentioned. What are you doing for the military? What are you doing for the men and women from my district in Virginia who are sent in harm's way whenever anything happens in the world? No mention, no notes of thanks, and it was noted by many members of Congress.
And in the Republican response to Biden's State of the Union address, Alabama Senator Katie Britt said the president's lack of oversight over the Chinese Communist Party is disappointing. She said China is buying up American farmland and spying on U.S. military installations.
The Chinese Communist Party is undercutting America's workers. China is buying up our farmland, spying on our military installations, and spreading propaganda through the likes of TikTok. You see, the CCP knows that if it conquers the minds of our next generation, it conquers America.
That's it for us this morning. To get more top stories and breaking news, go to defensenews.com/EBB to subscribe to the Early Bird Brief newsletter. Please give us a like, rating, and a comment wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on social media at @defense_news and @MilitaryTimes. The Early Bird Brief is hosted and produced by me, Zamonzi Perez. Today's episode featured a story by Bryant Harris and Leo Shane III. It also included audio captured by myself and Jonathan Lehrfeld. Our editor-in-chief is Mike Gruss. Have a great day.